American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
I'm playing Daily Fantasy Sports at FanDuel.com. Come join me and get $10 play at Terms Apply.
Look, if I'd referred you, you got free 10 bucks. I just gave him $10.
What the fuck is that?
Gage is in next week because I just gave him 10 bucks.
Hey, everybody.
How'd you not refer me?
Well, welcome to Over the Top. Episode... I have no idea what episode this is. 30.
Oh, that's some
30.
Trash.
30. Oh, yeah.
Dirty 30, as they say.
That's trash.
We're going to lead in with that FanDuel. That's what we're doing this morning. We're recording this on a Sunday. First Sunday recording we've ever
that's
done.
That's trash.
You mean to X now that I'm referring
it's
to?
It's too late start now. Verification completed.
Start a new account. You know what? I'll sign up real fast, give you $10, and when I refer you, I'll get more free money.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll get all the money. And I just started this.
We're cheating FanDuel at a cash.
And I can't add 20 so bucks. I got to add 25.
They're cheating themselves. Yeah. Probably. DraftKingsing it up.
Get five free entries with this 25 one.
Thanks for listening to Over the Top, episode 30.
Yeah.
Brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill every week.
Good food, good people, good times. I think I butchered that.
Who now have the Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket.
Yes.
Featured at American Classic Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Every game.
Go there.
Every Sunday.
Get your wings. Watch your team lose.
Get some beer.
Every Sunday.
Watch your team lose.
Getting into the winter months. Winter beer is coming. It's a Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah, right. I get it. I've watched a few episodes. I get it.
Some of us in the room. Okay, can we get on topic for this show? We'll talk about this in the next show.
Topic today.
Clash of Champions.
Clash of Champions is tonight. Hopefully I'll get this episode up and out there before Clash of Champions happens tonight.
Every Raw title is on the line.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah, the whole two pay-per-views a month thing is already killing me. It's only been going for a month.
I had to ask Shane what pay-per-view it was because I...
So we have one.
Shit, the next SmackDown pay-per-view is No Mercy.
It's October 8th.
Yeah.
That's like in
two weeks. Every 2 weeks there's going to be a pay-per-view except for...
Wait, October 8th. Isn't that
the
NXT
God,
show?
It's like the UFC.
No, October 8th is Sunday.
I think that's
the NXT tonight. It's that
okay,
weekend.
Okay, thank God. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
we're going to NXT on October 8th. If you're there, you can't go, can you? Oh, no.
How do I have a PayPal balance of $5.40?
Did you just lose 20 bucks?
No, that's the only way I'm going to get to go is because I paid for it.
Yep.
Fuck.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about Clash Champions.
Damn. Oh, my.
I like that we ruined Shane's morning in 5 minutes.
She's going to kill me.
Yep. That's why you don't get married. Here we
Fucked
go.
Up.
Well, whatever.
Tomorrow will be 1 year.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So I can earn cash if I refer friends?
God damn it. Put it down.
We'll talk about this on TourCast.
We got
not
plenty
here.
Of time.
Yeah. Well, I'm in.
Not really, because you got to have everything in by one.
It's 11:42.
Takes your time to sign up.
Not me.
No, because I referred you.
All right, let's talk about some of the matches. Not a lot of build been going up to the Clash of Champions that I think has been worth a goddamn thing.
No, not
really at all. Like, some of these matches I even forgot were happening. And I didn't even, like... Okay. On the pre-show, we have the resounding match of Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax.
She's going to destroy Alicia Fox.
I think she's already done that before, right?
Yeah.
Why do they keep having this match? Why is Alicia... Well, I mean, I guess Alicia Fox been in the company for a long, long time. Because
she beat up one of her friends and...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Girl stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, Nia Jax is good-ish. She'd be good in the title picture because she's huge.
Yeah, but the problem is you give her the belt, who's going to beat her?
Bayley has beat her once. And it looked convincing because Bayley got beat up the whole match and then kind of stole
did,
one.
Did she
submission.
Hit her with a Bayley to belly?
No, she choked her out.
Oh, okay.
It was an awesome match.
I want to see a Bayley to belly.
Yeah, I don't think so. She's not picking up a punching bag. I'm picking Nia Jax. I mean, I think that one's easy.
Yeah.
Unless Alicia Fox somehow is like, well, I deserve to win.
No. They're trying to build Nia up.
Which they've been doing. Yeah. Just jobbers. Take Anaya?
Yeah.
Anthony? Okay, yeah. So I guess we're going to sweep that one. Done.
Sweep it.
Right in there. Next match.
Get close for it.
TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick for the singles for a WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
This is probably the best match on the card.
Think so?
Yep.
Okay.
Because the Cruiserweight Classic was nasty.
All those Cruiserweights, they were all good.
Brian Kendrick is like a grimy, long-haired dude.
How old is he?
I don't know.
I'm looking.
38?
37.
Huh.
Lucky. He's from Fairfax.
Fuck yeah.
He's from Virginia.
Get him on the show.
Yeah, he's a creepy looking dude now.
See if we can.
That's
like a bum off the side of the street.
He doesn't look like a bum off the street. Jane, we're trying to get this guy on the show. He looks pretty.
Brian Kendrick, you're awesome. We've loved you for years.
He doesn't
years,
look like ever. The Brian Kendrick anymore.
No, he is the Brian Kendrick. So you get it fucking right. Respect him in this house.
The is in quotes. The Brian Kendrick.
I think he wins.
Yeah, I'll take TJ.
I was going to take Brian Kendrick.
Fuckers.
Just because we love you, we want you on the show.
There you go.
Fairfax.
Represent.
Grammy.
Represent.
Win the belt and bring it on the show.
Yeah, right.
After that, we have the New Day versus Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson Club. Who's Amber Gallows is on TV right now?
Huh?
See? It shows you how much I'm paying attention to.
Is who?
Luke Gallows' wife.
No.
No?
No, she just made the comment about that skit they did with Dana Brooke as the nurse.
It says with Amber Gallows.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The nurse
when they were talking about Biggie's balls.
Sure.
And his groin going into SummerSlam.
Yeah.
They did one little skit where they used Dana Brooke as the nurse.
Okay.
And Gallows' wife didn't like that at all.
So now she's on TV?
I guess. I haven't seen.
Why did she like it? What was wrong with the nurse thing?
She just thinks Dana Brooke's a slut.
Is she?
Probably. 90% of the women there are.
Well, I mean, you're on the road a lot. What are you going to do? You know? Not saying I would, but...
Right.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just do not care about this feud anymore. I even forgot it was happening.
New Day loses. It's time for them to lose.
Okay. They've had... Here's why they don't lose. They have a bunch of new merch and a cereal and a candy bar and all this other stuff coming out in the next few months.
Right,
they gotta sell that shit.
They can stay in the title picture. They just time to hand the belt over.
They gotta sell it. They gotta be on TV. They gotta be kissing
babies.
They're
gonna be on TV anyway.
They gotta be there. So they still win. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
New Day or the club?
The club.
Club day.
Club day.
Yep. I am just going off the wall here, apparently. Okay. Man, those first three matches I don't give a shit about. Triple threat match for the women's title. Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha Banks. The thing people have been waiting for forever, we're actually getting, finally.
I really don't care.
What?
I don't.
So we go through this whole thing. Where we talk about women's wrestling for a long time and how it's getting better and better.
It's...
And then we get the match everybody's finally been waiting for on the main roster. And Shane's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, Bayley. I just don't care.
I don't think the build's been very good.
Bayley.
I don't like Charlotte as a champ, period.
Bayley.
And I think Bayley, they have to. Charlotte's tired. They go away for a little bit.
Yeah,
tired of seeing her with the fucking belt.
It's only been a year.
I'm tired of seeing her
with
the belt.
Yeah, it's been a year for New Day, too. And it's getting to the point where I'm like, okay, you know, I love New Day, but goddamn.
Okay.
We're in the new era. Time to change shit up.
Well, I like that we're in the new era where people are holding the belt longer than 2 months. There was a time where Cena was winning the belt every other week.
Right. And I agree with that. But she's had her time. Sasha and Bayley put on better matches. Charlotte, step out of the way and let Sasha and Bayley do their thing.
No, at least they're making people look like they're a fucking threat to the rest of the division. Where I've held the belt this long. Like The Miz right now is the longest reigning IC champ we've had in 5 years.
Yeah, Sasha and Bayley are gonna team up on Charlotte, and then they're gonna turn on each other, and then Bayley's gonna win.
I'll take Bayley.
Charlotte wins.
I'm interested in that.
God damn it, Shane.
She does, because what's gonna happen?
I talked to him for 20 seconds.
Nope, because. One of the two are going to hit the finisher on the other, and Charlotte's just going to come in. Nope. Bang.
Ric Flair is going to win.
Woo! You got to hope Sasha can get out of this match without getting hurt.
Well, if she doesn't jump off a fucking rope onto the floor, double knee, and do some of the stupid shit, then just put on a show. You ain't got to do all the stupid high-flying shit. Technically, this will be the best match of the night.
Are you sure?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Which one did you point
You're
to?
You're cheating. Don't look at the list.
I do. They're going to put on a better match than that. Because this one is going
to... It's a touchscreen. Don't touch it.
That's going to end with a bunch of shit happening. So it's going to be...
Damn it, Shane.
Fucked up.
You're ruining the script.
Charlotte walks out the champ. I don't want to see it, but I think she does.
Bailey.
I'm giving it to Bailey. And then we're going to hug.
Hug it out. That's free it. Hugs.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Free hugs.
Moving on. The best match of the night. Chris Jericho versus Sami Zayn. He goes, technically the best. No.
Yes.
Don't you do that.
Sami Zayn wins.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Why are they having this match? Any reason?
I don't.
Particularly just because Jericho's just good at what he does.
Hits him with the haluva kick.
I guess.
I'm taking Jericho.
Haluva kick.
Sami Zayn.
Doesn't make any sense, but yeah.
Sami Zayn.
What do you think he got the name haluva kick?
Because it's hell of a kick. Like, but they just started calling it haluva.
Yeah,
because
like, well, hell of a...
Well, we don't want to say it's a hell of a kick, but okay,
that's
we'll
make
it this.
That's
going
to be harder to put on t-shirts, I guess. But also, hell of a good dip is the thing.
Oh, yeah, so haluva. Haluva good dip.
Well, hell of a good... Well, hell of a good brand.
What's that?
Hell of a good... The dips...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, chips.
That's why they have to call it haluva.
Haluva, yeah.
Yeah, because hell of a good is an actual brand name.
It's a copywritten thing,
so
they can't
use Hawaii.
Sounds like an island
off Hawaii. Oh, we're going over to haluva. You guys going to... We're going to go ride our jet skis out to haluva.
I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't an island named haluva somewhere.
Shit. Let's look.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do you spell haluva? Is it you do the H-E-L-L? Uva?
Yeah, hell of a.
Oh, well, there's the haluva kick. Oh, there's dip too. It's spelled the same way.
There's dip too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's our Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Stop, it's a touchscreen, Shane. Stop touching it. God damn it. I tried. Motherfucker.
Let's I do that with Dad's computer.
Island.
I forget. I'm like, I'll just click right here. Oh, I'll just do it for you.
Island. No island?
Nope.
Let's buy an island and name it haluva.
Okay. With right. Your tour cast money?
Hey, in the Philippines, you can probably get a cheap island.
Sure.
Sure, y'all cheap.
Filipino money ain't worth nothing.
Call Philippines and ask them.
Call Philip?
Yep.
Call Philip?
Well, I mean, that's what they call them for short.
The Phillips?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm taking Chris Jericho.
Sami Zayn.
Next. So, we have Rusev versus Roman Reigns. For the United States Championship match.
I don't care anything about fucking out. Reigns.
You know, we're supposed to entertain an audience that likes wrestling, and you're just telling them you don't care.
But this is what... this.
What? Shane?
Shut up. Chill. Going into the SmackDown pay-per-view, I care.
Sure.
I like those matches. This one, the builds have sucked, and it's flat. No excitement whatsoever going into this pay-per-view.
Well, they're not the best characters. I like Rusev at all.
The only thing that makes this worthwhile is that they do a double switch. Double switch.
Okay.
And they finally turn Roman bad.
I think they have to.
It's about time.
They can do the same thing they're doing with the Usos right now with Roman.
And he already comes out in all black attire.
Yeah, but now he's going to get like, ha, I'm bad. Like how the Usos have to tell you, like, oh, remember now that we're wearing black, we're bad guys.
Remember we're bad.
We listen to rap music. Like, somehow it doesn't make it like, just like, well, you just look like the Usos. Just like, you're just tired.
Pretty much.
I get it. I'm taking Roman.
Yeah, I think Roman wins.
Unfortunately. Anthony.
Roman.
Rusev
has had that for a little while.
So you just had to tie, you guys just want something fresh.
Yeah, I want a title change, man.
By the Clash of Champions, it's supposed to be title changes.
Yeah.
It's the title change pay-per-view.
It's supposed to be a pay-per-view of just title matches till the next one.
It's a title change pay-per-view.
It was not like a championship scramble or anything. Here we go. Singles match. Cesaro versus Sheamus. In their final match of their best of seven series.
Oh, they're tied 3-3.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
I think somebody on this show called that.
Not someone. I think all of us were just like, well, yeah,
no shit. I called it. Shut up.
Oh, cool. You get one thing right on this show.
I predicted who was walking into Mania the champ and how he was doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's not true.
Bullshit.
It's not on the board. You didn't predict Finn Balor months in advance. I don't want to fucking hear it. That was a stretch.
A little bit.
I got it.
And that
anyway.
Lasted forever.
Sheamus wins. I don't care.
I'm thinking Cesaro wins. Because the winner of this gets a title shot.
This is definitely one that doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, the winner gets a title shot.
Does it still make you interested?
Not me, specifically, no.
Me neither.
I think Cesaro wins.
So he goes on a feud with KO?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. We don't know who the champ's going to be. Anything can happen.
WWE TV!
That's what they say. And then who are you taking in this thrilling?
Cesaro's.
Yeah? We going to sweep that?
Yeah, I'll sweep with Cesaro.
Wait, you said Sheamus.
I changed my mind.
I changed my mind.
I just want to sweep it. I don't give a shit.
I changed my mind.
I don't care.
All right.
I'm full of a lot. I don't care to this pay-per-view.
Yeah, apparently. Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. WWE Universal Championships on the line.
Oh, fanboys, wet dream.
That's happened a lot lately.
Triple H screws Seth Rollins.
Again.
Set up their match.
So after the whole Triple H thing, when he screwed Seth the first time, they only talked about it for like 3 minutes on Raw and then just dropped it. What? Because of that? Why? Because it's too early?
I guess. I don't know.
What's the next Raw pay-per-view?
Well, what would it be? Sometime in October. Hell in a Cell?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, Hell in a Cell. Triple H and Seth in a Hell in a Cell?
That or Seth and Kevin in Hell in a Cell. Keep well out.
Yeah. I think Kevin retains. I don't think it's time to give it back to Rollins yet. Rollins is going to be a face super, super soon.
I think that's one of the reasons why he gets screwed again.
Yeah.
Then it'll go into Hell in a Cell. You get one more chance. If you don't get it done, then you don't get any more title shots while Owens is champ. I've done this fucking storyline for ever.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of repeat themselves, so I mean, it works.
I mean,
typically.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a clean finish.
Okay, I mean, I'm taking Kevin, so whatever.
I'm taking Owens.
Yeah.
Anthony?
Yep, KO.
KO.
I love KO. We would definitely sweep that one.
Swippity swap.
Swippity swap.
Okay, well, we're 16 minutes in. What else wrestling related is going on that we need to talk about while we're here?
Cody Rhodes signed with TNA. Ryback legally changed his name to use Ryback.
Ryback Allen Reeves. I think we talked about that last week.
Uh-huh. Well, he was in the process of it.
Yeah. It's official now.
Yeah.
No Mercy was a good pay-per-view.
No Mercy hasn't happened.
Or Backlash, sorry.
I'm already predicting. Shane's from the future.
Hey.
I'm predicting the
future. Crazy.
Who won, Shane?
Can't tell you.
I've never been able to tell you.
No.
I don't know what else is going on.
We could see NXT live 2 weeks, maybe.
Maybe for you. Apparently.
She's going to kill me.
Yeah, whatever.
She's good. Because it's her friend's birthday down in Fairfax. We were supposed to go down there.
We can go find Brian Kendrick.
True.
He could be at home. depending on how this goes, he might be at home. I don't know.
Maybe. Are you excited for the Cruiserweights?
I mean, it adds another dynamic to what Raw's got, and it's fresh and new stuff. But it's like at the same time,
you're labeling those guys now.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks, right? Like I like to think everyone that's like on the roster on the same level. Like anyone can go for anything. Now, because I didn't think of Daniel Bryan as a cruiserweight, and clearly he wasn't. He wanted to be among the big guys.
Right.
So like. Being a fan of like some of the smaller guys, and all they ever do is feud for the fucking European title or something dumb like that. I'm like, yeah, okay, but you guys are like grouping now. But I want to see everyone have that shot at the big belt. So I don't really like the cruiserweight thing. I like how they wrestle, but at the same time, I can only take so much flippy dippy shit.
Yeah, and that's all.
You know, it's fun for a little bit, but after a while, it's like, okay, well, they're just gonna set up their spots the same way, and then just kind of move on. You know, I want to see a little bit more technical stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind some high flying, but just tell a story. And
that's the thing.
Doing 30,000 flips is not telling me a good story.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, storytelling's not easy in wrestling.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's just not.
Most of these guys have been doing it for long enough; they should be pretty decent at it.
Right.
But when you think of cruiserweights, you think back of Mysterio and Malenko and all.
Yeah, well, I think they're held up to a standard like, well, I'm a cruiserweight. I have to do like
flip. Yeah,
like, I have to try and like do a backflip somewhere in this match. Yeah. You know, I don't think you have to.
Actually, I think that's where Brian Kendrick, he's of that style where I don't have to do all this fucking flipping and jumping and all that stuff.
Right. I mean, I'm cool that they're getting more people on Raw and getting a bigger, you know, more things for people to watch. I think it's good for kids too, so they can get involved with newer people when they're doing it early on the show. So the kids are like, on the first hour of Raw, you shave your cruiserweights so yep. kids can watch it and then go to bed.
Yep, they should be your they should be your set it up for the
sure
last 2 hours.
But I don't know. I mean, it's nice to have another title on there too. You know,
should Raw go back to 2 hours?
3 hours has always been so long.
I think they should
run 8 to 10.
It seems reasonable.
I think their viewership, it has to drop off in the last hour.
Yeah.
I mean, this time of year, it sucks because you're going up against Monday Night Football.
Even though, yeah, no shit.
And this Monday, they go up against Monday Night Football, and they got to go up against the first presidential debate at the exact same time Raw's going on.
Oh, no one wants. No one cares.
You'd be surprised.
I know. You know what? I'm not.
They'll probably do the...
Who's on Monday night? Saints?
Saints and Falcons. So it's going to be a high-scoring game.
You'd hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I'm hoping. Okay. Yeah. I think Raw should go back to 2 hours. 3 is just too much. SmackDown does it nicely. SmackDown's got it going on. I think SmackDown pulled a lot of the good NXT writers, too. Which is why they're doing so well.
Well, they get by with Raw being shitty because it's Raw and people are gonna watch it because it's Raw.
Yeah.
The name, they rely a lot on the name. That's why really your real good work, most of your real good workers are on SmackDown. Cena, Styles, those guys are all there. Ziggler, Miz. I mean, Raw's got Owens and Cesaro and Zayn and Rollins and but.
They feel like they have more future guys.
On SmackDown?
No, Raw. Younger guys that are like ready just to go. They're just switching out the belt in between them. Rollins, Owens, Zayn's when he gets his turn, Finn when he's healthy, Roman's right there. And he's all young guys that are going to be in the company for a long time.
So they're banking on, okay, they sent the star power to SmackDown to draw viewers there. And all right, we're going to keep most of the young guys here and rely on the name to bring boot viewers in.
Do you want to look ahead to No Mercy real quick? Because they have 3 matches set up right now.
What do they got?
So John Cena's already back in the title picture.
He should be.
Yeah, he should be. Styles, Cena, Ambrose.
It's been a good build.
I just like AJ Styles. Alexa Bliss got a title shot. Alexa's been impressive.
Yeah.
Her promo work's come a long way, too.
Her character, she's Harley Quinn.
So do you like this women's division better than Raw's?
I think there's a lot more...
Just to answer the question.
Ah, damn you. Yes.
I think you're crazy.
Because the diverse...
I think you're crazy.
The better women wrestlers are on Raw,
sure.
The better characters are on SmackDown.
That's fair, but...
Okay.
Raw's a better division.
After Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley, which one's better?
Wait, are we taking those ones out? You take the top 3 out of Raw, and then you want me to compare the two?
I'm just... Those 3 are the only 3 Raw have... That put them above SmackDown.
Who are the women on Raw?
Alicia Fox.
Nia Jax. Clearly.
I mean, because SmackDown, you got Nikki, who's a lot better than she used to be.
She still sucks.
Carmella's coming a long way.
She's still the problem with the women's division.
Alexa Not Bliss. Climbing. Becky.
Yeah.
Naomi. Natalya.
Here's the thing. Natalya's done.
She's kind of
if anyone off. Should go away,
she's kind of falling off.
Natalya,
why are you looking at me like?
Because you're the one that likes to get rid of these old fucking wrestlers. Natalya is just kind of ruining what the young girls have going on, well, and it's just annoying.
So is Nikki.
The problem with Nikki is this whole women's revolution thing is supposed to be about the women and the wrestling, right? Nikki's still not doing that. Nikki is still out there in like a bikini bottom, a small top, looking like. I'm selling sex to you and you're watching because I'm hot. That's not what this women's revolution's about. That's not why they changed it back to the women. She's still a diva living in a women's world now. And it's really Carmella's not even that great.
No, she's not.
She's kind of annoying and cringeworthy.
Yeah, no, her promos suck.
It's just kind of bad, right?
Because she's trying to be hot for, you know, New York bad. I'm like, really? Come on.
It's hard. I'm sure she's like a really nice person out.
Probably. She's probably a great girl.
It's probably really hard for her to go heel. Like when Naomi first went heel, long time ago when she was Team Bad or whatever. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Sasha.
Yeah, sure. When she was trying to be mean she's not naturally a mean person.
No, she's
so
not.
It was her really hard for bubbly. Right. It was really hard for her. I'm sure Carmella's going through the same fucking thing right now. She just hasn't found her stride yet. But right now it's pretty awful. Get her off TV.
That or Nikki's natural persona is a bitch. Let her work the heel side. Carmella's the face of the thing.
Well, if you slept with enough old men to get to the top of the company, you'd be mad too.
Oh, that's why she still has a job. She's sleeping with the one on the top.
That's probably why she's in all these title pictures all the time. Well, probably why she got a pin in that fucking tag match. Like, I'm back. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. It's too much. Like, I'm tired of being force-fed people who... I want to say have worked their way to the top, but I'm not convinced everybody's worked their way to the fucking top of this company. So, tired of it.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
I think there's better characters on SmackDown, and there's more room for better characters. It's just like you said, they took the young guys and put them on Raw. I think they took most of the young women and put
They're
them on
SmackDown. They're all young. Except for Natalya.
Nikki's not.
And Nikki. Nikki's got like a fake neck. Long time. Oh, yeah, she has. What?
But she...
She got like a fake neck. That's what I call her. She got like a fake neck.
Yeah. She probably shouldn't even be wrestling. I'm surprised they're letting her wrestle after the Daniel Bryan shit.
Bryan's more from concussions than that.
Also true. Okay. Well, I just... Oh, also the other match they have announced for No Mercy right now is Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos.
Usos win.
I hope not.
They probably do. Because then they feud with American Alpha, and American Alpha win the belts.
Is that injury in quotations for what's his name? Healed by now?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they re-injured it, but it's his left leg. Oh, sure. So that's good.
Okay. Well,
they're good. I like watching
American
them.
Alpha? Yeah. Yeah, they're fun. They're really energetic, really cool. You know who I don't like? The fucking Hype Bros. So tight. You know Mojo Rawley played in Maryland?
It was cool.
He played in the NFL.
I didn't know he played in the NFL.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. John's... He's from around here. That's why he debuted in DC.
Yeah, that makes sense. He holds a record in weightlifting for the Maryland football team.
Look it up.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, he's from Virginia.
Mojo. Why is he shouldn't be the first? Mojo Jojo is the second one.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Dean
Mutati. Is that English?
He's 3 years older than me. He's 30.
Dirty. He hates from Alexandria. Lives in Orlando.
He went to T.C. Williams High School.
Oh, yeah. Played for the Packers. Played for the Cardinals.
That's where he know him and Corbin.
Yeah, because Corbin played for the Cardinals, too.
Yep. That's okay. Another one that they need to move him up.
They don't know. Look, there's a lot of guys that they want to move up. They just don't know what to fucking do with them because they're not, like, superstar ready. I get it. That look
Styles.
You gave me was total bullshit, right? It's bullshit.
You're telling me I'd love to see Apollo Crews have a shot at Styles. It's okay.
I've seen that guy fucking.
I like Baron Corbin.
So
I like him a lot.
Is Apollo Crews the first black WWE champ? There's been black world heavyweight champs. There's never been a pure black man win the WWE title.
Why is Shane so fixated on this?
I'm just
get over it. It's 2016.
Right.
You can be whatever color
world,
you want.
This country, we're back in the 60s.
Pretty much.
Is he the first, because Rock's part Samoan, is he the first black full black dude to win the WWE title?
There really hasn't been any other one?
No.
So Booker T hasn't been.
He won the world title.
Right.
Mark Henry won the world title.
Sure.
And the Rock's half Samoan. There's no 100% black man has ever won.
Shane's like, I just want love for the dark chocolate.
Is Cruz
Mark
the first,
Henry.
Is Cruz the first one? Especially with the brand split. Now, if it wouldn't have been a brand split, Apollo Crews would never sniffed a title.
I don't think Crews is the first one.
So somebody else is coming up the pipeline?
I think so. I don't know who. I have no idea. I don't think Crews is ready for that kind of push.
I mean, not yet. I know he's not yet.
Yeah, but I'm saying like someone else could just come along, you know. But it is kind of weird that you're saying we've never had a black WWE
never
champion.
Have.
No one's ever represented the company that has been African.
That is full African. People, who The Rock? He's half Samoan.
If I put The Rock in a room with like 15 other people and I asked what his race was to those people, I don't think they'd all say black.
He's mixed. He's light skinned. he's mixed.
He's mocha.
Yeah, pretty much. He's rock mocha.
This is getting racist.
No, I'm just a point. How do you see Corbin in the title picture within the next year?
No.
No?
I don't.
But once this Cena Ambrose thing goes away, who's next in line with AJ?
Miz, Ziggler, Styles.
You want to see the Miz?
I'm not saying I want to. I think that's just what's going to happen.
Do you think he deserves it?
Miz? Yeah. That's a hard fucking dude. He's a hard working
motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. Do you think you look at the... People hate the Miz. But you look at all the shit...
I don't hate the Miz.
The Miz does.
Mr. And, Mike? Mikey Mike?
And Mike the Miz.
He's gotten a hell of a lot better in the ring from what WrestleMania 27 when we saw him live to now.
That was years ago.
He puts on good promos. He's a good heel. Yeah. So I'd have no problem if they elevated him.
I'd let him drop the fucking belt next month. Absolutely. I think Miz is right in line for it. And then Ziggler can just jump in and out whenever. Which he's been doing.
I wish people would start feeling sorry for Dolph Ziggler. Dude gets paid $1 million a year.
He does, but I just want to see him win.
So do I.
I love Dolph.
I hate seeing him lose, but...
I wonder what the last time he won a singles match was.
Look it up.
Motherfuck.
Motherfuck.
I wonder how easy this will be to find.
Just Dolph Ziggler's 2016 win-loss record.
First thing that came up, last time the Dolphins made the playoffs.
I don't know.
It was like 2008. Alright, we'll do this and then we'll get out of here. Why is Ron Killings come up?
R-Truth?
Yeah. This is not going to tell me what I'm looking for. How is it not just like a database of these fucking things?
There should be.
Yeah,
that's a stupid picture of him.
Wikipedia should have his win-loss record.
You think so?
It should.
God damn, this is like his whole fucking biography here. Okay, this is bad. Oh, 10 kisses I have to see. let's see. On August 2nd, he beats Bray Wyatt, which doesn't count for a goddamn thing. that's what it looks like. I can't see anything. They don't have anything written down for past that. So it looks like August 2nd. So not too long. Not as long as I thought it might have been.
So his career winning percentage.
Wait, let me guess first. His career winning percentage is...
Oh, non-pay-per-views. We'll do non-pay-per-views.
Non-pay-per-views. Yeah. Fuck. That doesn't really change what I'm thinking.
And this counts in...
Main event.
ECW, FCW, NXT, OVW, and WWE.
Oh, fuck. No, I'm going...
Okay, we'll just do his WWE.
Okay. He has a 35% win record.
42.
47 and a half.
That's pretty good. And he's lost 50.7. Pay-per-views.
Basically, before he walks out of the tunnel, they flip a coin.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is Dolph going to win this week?
On pay-per-views, he has 26 career wins, 2 losses, 51, 2 draws, 51 losses. Oh, he's only won 33% of his pay-per-views.
That is not a good percentage. That is not good.
In non-pay-per-view, he's won 48% of the time.
All right, well, that's going to do it for over the top.
Poor Dolph.
Let's,
but he makes $1 million a year.
Pray for Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag pray for Ziggler.
Yes.
Let him win.
Hashtag Dolph wins.
Yeah, Clash Champions tonight. I get excited.
Yeah, watch
Shane's
it.
Not.
I'm literally. Not. I'm not excited for this pay-per-view.
Just mad
I hope
as
it,
hell.
I hope it delivers. I don't see it, but I hope it does.
All right, Merit Class Bar and Grill. Got an ad going on right now. Make sure you go eat there and watch Sunday Ticket all the time.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
See, Shane's picking it up.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, lighter and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.